21 past 8, home of the hottest hits. Dan and Katie here with you. Freezing outside, a bit of frost this morning, then a sunny day with 14 degrees. Nearly into October, a week away. Oh my God, that's gone quick, hasn't it?
Did you say nearly into October, well, Dan?
Yeah, October or Froctober?
It might be Froctober.
Oh, it might be a bit of both. Well, this is going to be great. You can fundraise and
yeah,
donate.
Yeah, that's it. I want to talk to you about Froctober. Mm. Now, the Chilli Girls and I have banded together. Yeah. We're all wearing frocks today, actually, because I was going to mention this. Mm-hmm. We are on a mission.
Yeah.
With
from God.
with each other from Chilli, but we are opening the floodgates to anyone and anyone who wants to join our cause to raise $10,000.
It's a lot of dosh.
For Froctober, which
That'd
is raising money and awareness for ovarian cancer research and maybe hopefully one day a cure would be really good.
That'd be good. Yeah. These are vital funds, really.
Absolutely. So. Now, we've gotten together, we've created our own profiles, our personal profiles, on the Froctober website. So you can find that, just all the W's in Froctober.org. It is called hashtag rock on with your frock on. So join our team if you want to come along and have your fundraising efforts go towards our $10,000 that we want to raise. Mm. But we're thinking short term at the moment, and we are going to have a stall at the next Northern Clothes Market.
Oh, sweet.
Selling nothing but frocks because it'll be springtime.
Yeah.
And every single frock we sell, that money goes to our cause, the $10,000 cause. So right now we're putting a shout out for donations of frocks for us to sell.
So they can be secondhand stuff.
Short, long. Well, actually, they can be new as well.
Okay.
New, used, pre-loved. It just has to be clean and sellable.
Yeah. Okay.
It could be vintage. It could be brand new.
Yeah.
It could be a size 6. It could be a size 26. From petite to plus size, anything, evening dresses to...
wedding dresses.
Wedding dresses to...
You don't ever use those ever again.
No, that's
it. Just sits in the cupboard.
So if you want to donate any frocks, just come to 109 York Street, come to the station and donate them for our Froctober cause. And of course, if you don't have any frocks that you want to or can donate at the moment, you can just jump online and be part of our team to raise money.
You can just donate. So any friends, family and colleagues want to support the campaign, it's all about having fun and a bit of fashion as
well. It is. We've actually already decided that if we get our $10,000 limit... you are going to wear a frock for the day.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And also Paul.
I'm going to do that anyway.
And both of you have actually said really kindly, just straight up, like, yeah, it's a great cause.
Like, I'll do it for no money.
That's fine. So I really appreciate everyone.
It's the freedom.
It's the boys getting on involved as well. But we are planning during October to have a fancy high tea up at Charles as well.
Cakes.
Yep, cakes.
Jelly slices.
Sandwiches.
Oh.
And we're having a fashion parade.
I love a high tea. Oh,
so if you want some more details, hit us up here at Chilli on our Facebook page or online, of course. Get in contact. We are after donations of frocks to sell at a market to go towards our $10,000 goal.
Yeah, froctober.org.au if you want all the details and more on our Chilli website as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great cause. Get behind it. And I might even get to shave my little tush on the catwalk.
Shave, did you say? Mm.
Isn't that what they say?
No, you shake.
Shake.
Shake your little tush.
Shake my little tush out.
I don't know why you'd shave your tush.
Well, that's the lyrics.
No,
I'm a Right Said Fred fan from way back. Oh, there's a reference for today. Did anyone remember that one?